Trustee Dusty.
Go right ahead. We're one Messiah congregation, Kahacha B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. Let's ask God to bless this Sabbath.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, bless this Sabbath day. Bless this reading. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. Teach us something new, Father. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. We give you the praise and honor, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the Sabbath of God. There's my website. There's my phone number if you need to call me. And today we're at, and there's my email if you need to contact me. And there's my, we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today in Franklin, Tennessee. Today is June 20th, 2026. Time is passing.
Mm-hmm.
We also use God's calendar. We are now in the fourth month of God, which has no name, day four. Today's topic is the basics again. I want to go over some of this. Jehovah says, be holy. Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, Jehovah, your God, am holy. Holy is separate to God, you know. Leviticus 20 says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be you holy, for I am Jehovah your God. Amen. And Brother Peter jumps in the act, and he says, but as he which had called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, and it's written, we already read that, be ye holy, for I am holy. Conversation means your manner of life, your conduct, your behavior. God starts his days in the evening, as stated below. The evening hours, we have the evening hours and the morning hours. So the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. The evening and the morning were the third day. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. It's nice to know God starts his days in the evening, huh? The evening and the morning were the fifth day. The evening and the morning were the sixth day. There's 12 hours a day and 12 hours a night. Creation of the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. This is Genesis 2. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. The Ten Commandments are also in Deuteronomy 5, which, you know, Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, which was 40 years after they were first given. I suggest you start with the first Ten Commandments. You're either doing them or you're not. So I'm going to read the Ten Commandments to you in Exodus 20. The first commandment, God spoke all these words, saying, I am Jehovah your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment, you shall not make unto you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in earth beneath, or that's in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I am Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And that's any generation that hates them.
And those that hate
and showing mercy on the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Here's the third commandment. You shall not take the name of Jehovah your God in vain, for Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. In the Gospels it says, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Commandment 4, remember the Sabbath day. We're here today, Father, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Holy means separate to God. Here's the seventh day, the Sabbath of Jehovah your God. In it you shall not do any work. You, your son, your daughter, menservant, your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that's within your gates. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Commandment 5. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which Jehovah your God gives you. That's the first commandment, with promise. Commandment 6, you shall not kill. Commandment 7, you shall not commit adultery. Commandment 8, you shall not steal. Commandment 9, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. That's, lying. And Commandment 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his menservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that's your neighbor's. Here's Deuteronomy 8. You shall remember all the way which Jehovah your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you and to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. Brother John says, whoso commits sin transgresses also the law. Sin is the transgression of the law. That's the Torah, yeah. John also says, he that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. So you might ask yourself, how much sin is going to heaven? Zero. Which commandment can you break? None. Zero. Excuse me? No sin. The new year was inherited in the dead of winter, frozen and dead. That's the one we were headed in January. God starts his new year in spring, March and April, at Passover, when it's warm, spring, when many things come back to life. We're going to read Exodus 12. Jehovah spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to do unto you. As you read this information pertaining to God's calendar below, please notice how Judaism and some Messianics changed or made up some names that are not in the scriptures. There's only one calendar in the Bible. The calendar from scripture that is forgotten today. The first month, Ha'aviv, Nisan. That's in Exodus 13:4. In English it's called Abib, but we call it Ha'aviv. The second month is Ziv. It's not called Ayah, as Judaism in some Messianic state. The third month is called Sivan, Esther, chapter 8, verse 9. The fourth month has no name, Tammuz. It's not Tammuz. It's not the name of the fourth month as Judaism in some Messianic state. That's a false god. The fifth month, no name. Av is not in the Bible. This is not the name of the fifth month as Judaism in some Messianic state. The sixth month, Elul. comes from these two verses below. Elul is the same as the name of the sixth month by these two verses. Nehemiah 6. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in the 52nd day. And here's Nehemiah. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nephinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. The seventh month, Ha'etanim. Ha'etanim has a very interesting meaning to it. The word ha is the in Hebrew. Aleph is the first letter and Tav is the last letter, which tells us that God is the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, forever. And Nim means perennial streams, ever-flowing streams, for even today. Scripture calls it Ha'etanim. Tishrei is not in the Bible. Tishrei is not the beginning of the year and is the wrong name as Judaism some messianic state. Tishrei is neither Adam's birthday nor the creation of the world. Right. Eighth month is Bul, 1 Kings 8. In English, Scripture calls it Bul, not Heshvan or Mar Heshvan as Judaism and some messianic state. They're always trying to change things. We have to stick with the Bible. The ninth month is Kislev. That's in Zechariah. The Bible calls it Kislu, but we call it Kislev. The tenth month is Tevet. It's found in Esther. And the 11th month is Shabbat. English it calls it Sebat. That's Zechariah. 12th month is Adar, and that's in Esther 3:7. Every two or three years there's a leap year, Adar 2 sometimes. You have to remember that. Yeshua was born in Israel. Yeshua is the name, is his name in Hebrew and means he will save. The letter J in our alphabet was created about 500 years ago. The Gospels and the letters were in Koine Greek. The Greek transliteration and sound for the English word Yeshua is Iesus. We all know Yeshua was Jewish. Mary and Joseph were Jewish, Joseph and Miriam. The prophets were Jewish, the apostles were Jewish. There's a difference between Jews in the Bible and Jews in the Jewish religion today. I'm talking about Jews in the Bible, not Jews in Judaism. Judaism was created about 200 to 400 AD by fake rabbis. There are no rabbis in the Bible except Yeshua, your master. Some people try to tell you rabbi means teacher. It does not. In Hebrew, the word more is a male teacher and mora is a female teacher. The Bible says in Matthew 23, be not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Messiah, and all you are brethren. Amen. And sisters. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Messiah. Gospel of John says, Yeshua said unto Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Here's John. Yeshua turned and saw them following, and said unto them, what seek you? They say unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where do you dwell? The word Christian appears three times in Scripture. Here's one time right here, Acts 11. When he had found him, they brought him unto the Antioch, and it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves unto the church and taught much people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Christ followers, yeah. Acts 26. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. And here's Peter. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him or her not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. There was no Protestants before 15 AD, nor Catholics at the time of Messiah Yeshua. So what is the true meaning of the word Christian? Let's define some words, Messiah and Christian. Greek, Christos, Messiah. In Hebrew, Mashiach, anointed one. The English word for Christian below really means Messiah followers, not meaning Protestants or Catholics. Mashiachi or Mashiachim, Messiah followers. Yeshua and the apostles read from the Tanakh, an acronym, Torah, teaching, Nevi'im, which is the prophets, the Kutuvim is the writings. You know this is called today, it's called the Old Testament, that's what we call it. Tanakh was written in Hebrew. God's laws should be written in our hearts, sealed with the blood of Yeshua, no longer animal sacrifices. We don't need that anymore. The law, the word law, Torah, is often misunderstood when reading the Bible. The law has many parts. To the law, there's parts, the commandments, the ordinances, the judgments, the sacrifices. The Torah has five books with teachings, with teaching, instructions. The law, that's the sacrifices. Paul says to the Romans, Messiah is the end of the law, that means the goal of the law, for righteousness to them that for everyone that believes. The word end means goal. And there's where it is right there. It's telos, primary word to set out for a definite point or goal. Properly, the point aimed at a limit or the result. Messiah is our goal. Levitical priesthood has the sacrifices, was the schoolmaster. That's in Galatians 3. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Messiah, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, Yeshua has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster's animal sacrifices. Here's a few other verses with the word end in it. Peter says, receiving the end of your faith, the goal of your faith. What's the goal of your faith? It's the salvation of your souls. Paul tells Timothy, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, genuine. So two questions. What is the new covenant, and who is the new covenant given to? Well, let's read. Jeremiah 31. Behold, the days come, said Jehovah, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. For this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Apostle Paul quotes that in Hebrews. He quotes Jeremiah 31:31 above. Hebrews 8, for finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, said Jehovah, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. If the new covenant was given to the house of Israel, how do we take part of the new covenant? Well, there's always one God for all. That's why. Here's Exodus. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourns among you. Right? Here's Leviticus. But the stranger that dwells with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. I am Yehovah your God. It's one law. Numbers 15. One law and one manner shall be to you, and for the stranger that sojourns with you. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns among them. His brother James, he says, there's one lawgiver who's able to save and to destroy. In Messiah, there's only one body. Jews and Gentiles all keep the same commandments and feasts of God. All of us need to understand Ephesians 2. Paul says, now therefore you Gentiles are no more strangers and foreigners, but are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. That's great. And are built upon the foundation and the apostles and prophets, Yeshua the Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in Jehovah, in whom you also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit of God. Amen. Like in Genesis, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We are all one in Messiah. Ephesians, Paul says, the Gentiles, which should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Messiah, and had put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by the gospel. Here's Acts. And put no difference between us, the Jews, and them, Gentiles, purifying their hearts by faith. And Paul says to the Romans, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Yeshua the Messiah, unto all, and upon all them that believe. There's no difference. That's good to know, huh? We're all one. Here's Romans again, for there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Well, John says, who's the vine? I should say in John 15. Yeshua said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. You are grafted in. According to Romans 11, you must be grafted among the natural branches Israel, into the vine which is Messiah. Here's Romans 11:17. If some of the branches, the Jews, were broken off, and you Gentiles, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches, the Jews. But if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root bears you. Amen. You will say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, the Jews, take heed lest he also spare not you, Gentiles. That's right. Here's the Galatians. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Messiah, Yeshua. Now that you have joined the covenant, what are the laws of God? What these laws of God are supposed to be written on your heart? Here's what happens to the people that are unrighteous. Paul tells the Corinthians, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Right? Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And the Galatians, Paul tells the Galatians the same thing. Now the works of the flesh are these, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Here's Matthew 22. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, they asked Yeshua a question, saying, "Oh, Master, what is the great commandment in the law?" Yeshua, that says that in the gospel. Yeshua said unto him, "You shall love Yehovah your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." Here's Deuteronomy. For the law, the first commandment above takes in the first four commandments and explains how you should love God. The second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's taken in the Ten Commandments right there. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Leviticus 19. The second commandment also takes in the other six commandments and explains how you should love your neighbor. So you might ask yourself, what is sin? Well, Brother John says, whoso commits sin transgresses the law, the Torah. For sin is the transgression of the law. How much sin is going to heaven? Zero. It's a short study today, but I want you to understand this. This is in closing for today, these are the basics. Read the Tanakh for the feasts, food to eat and not to eat, the calendar of God and other commands, etc. Follow Yeshua the Messiah, the Word of God, and onward, be safe, and make sure you prove all things, like Paul says. He says that to the Thessalonians. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this study today. May God bless you. May God always be with you, and may God heal you and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Any comments, you come on up.
Sound in the video.
Okay, I'm going to stop Audacity real quick.